broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Ladies and gentlemen, so great to have you with me tonight. This Thursday, NFL draft night in America. It's like a holiday. Anything the NFL does, whether it's free agency, the draft, Super Bowl, preseason, training camp, it's a big deal, right, Conrad?
Yes, it really is.
Did you think about taking a vacation day today to watch the draft?
Well, no, I did not.
By the time the Packers draft will be done, you'll be home.
Yeah, it might be. It takes so long to get through those picks, so.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm hoping for a good draft for the Packers.
It should be interesting. Great to have you with us here at Nightlight on this Thursday. We are broadcasting statewide all over this beautiful state from downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing here at WGBW. And we have a really fun show tonight. It's about a lot of music happening here on the show tonight. We've got some great musical guests. Terry Barr will be here at 8:35. We are off tomorrow night. We're going to run a best of show. So we're moving Friday. We're doing breakfast for dinner, basically. Terry's here tonight instead of tomorrow night to talk about what is coming up on Max Inc. Saturday night. She's got another fantastic artist that they will feature on Live in the Lair that we will discuss with Terry at 8:35. And my first guest tonight will be along at 7:35, Kirk Bangstad. Kirk joined me in Madison about 3 weeks ago, and he is the owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company, which is now a proud sponsor of Nightlight. And we are grateful to have Kirk and his support with his Minocqua Brewing Company, which makes progressive beer and makes really good beer. I am not a... Are you a beer guy, Conrad?
Yeah. More than anything, yes, definitely a beer.
More than anything. You mean more than anything regarding drinks? Or
like more than water, all right?
At least you're honest. What kind of beer do you like?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. If I had to go with anything, it would be a Spotted Cow.
Spotted Cow, okay. So more of the designer.
If it was a light beer, I'd choose me Budweiser.
Okay. We're going to do a remote. Nightlight will be broadcasting from the Minocqua Brewing Company, the new tap room in Madison. That will be a really fun night. I'm excited to taste what a progressive beer tastes like. I haven't had a drink in quite a while, but I might have to have at least a sampling. But Kirk will be along at 7:35. We're going to talk about the new tap room and what that show might be like a couple weeks from now. And he's bringing a musical guest with him called Bentley Brehm. I hope I'm saying Bentley's last name correctly. Bentley is a terrific singer. We've got one of his songs that we will tease in a little bit. And then, and Kirk, I guess, apparently is this like trained opera singer. So an expert at beer, singing. He's got this new tap room, got his hand in a lot of things. So always exciting to talk to Kirk. And today, do you ever have one of those days where you just, everything annoys you? And no matter what it is, it's just like, you know, you can't win on that day. Whatever's happening, it's not going to go in your favor. And even if it does, you're going to focus on the negative. I'm a pretty positive person by nature. I'm a glass half full guy. But this is just one of those days. It's like every little thing goes wrong. And then I saw this sheet that Todd Michaels sends out. He supplies Mino and the mayor with it. It's just fun tidbits. And we've talked about them before on Nightlight too. And I saw this one today and it made me laugh. Here are the top 10 everyday irritations you might encounter today. We'll count down. Do you have any countdown music, Conrad? No pressure. I know I'm putting you on the spot.
I could play a song that's good.
Okay. Give us a couple bars. We'll see if it works. Countdown type music. All right. We're counting down. See, I'm not going to sing because Kirk is coming on and then Bentley and then Terry's going to have like an actual singer too. So I'm not going to do that. But I will. We'll do this. We'll count it down. Number 10 of the top 10 everyday irritations you might encounter today. So if you encountered this, let me know. The first one I disagree with. The last person in the bathroom uses up the toilet paper and doesn't replace the roll. Now, if this is in your house, I get it. When I use the last of the toilet paper, I always replace it at home. I'm not doing that in a gas station or a restaurant. I'm not touching anything. That's the luck of the draw. If I happen to use the last of the squares of toilet paper, if I'm in a gas station, I've horribly miscalculated everything in my day, timing-wise. But I'm not changing the toilet paper. I'm sorry. I know that makes me rude. I'll return a shopping cart. I'm not changing toilet paper in a gas station or a restaurant. Hundreds of hands have touched that mechanism. Moving on. Number 9, when someone could hold the door for you, but doesn't. Does that bother you, Conrad?
Yes, because I definitely open the door.
Yeah, it
is. That would really annoy me.
Number 8, cyclists who hog the road. I don't really see that much. I got to be honest. Number 7, slow walkers, especially when you're in the hurry. I'll tell you this, that does drive me crazy.
Yes.
And this is one I feel bad for. Like when I'm leaving a store, I live in a community with a lot of elderly people. They just move slower. Many of them are heavy. So it's like a double whammy. So it when you're trying to get out, it's like a hostage situation. And you're looking at the door going, wow, I've got 30 yards and it's going to take me 2 minutes to get there. What do? Do you pass them?
You have to.
Knock them over? Nice.
You know, I agree with this. When I was at college last year and I was trying to hurry for a class or something.
Yeah.
And then there's people in front of me just walking really slow. And I'm just looking at my watch like, am I going to make it?
Yeah. Right. Do you make sure they see you looking at your watch so they can see that you're upset? No, I can't stand it. I do this all the time when I'm driving. Where I live, like I said, there's a lot of old people, and they drive slow. And I'm not a lead foot. I don't really speed, but I would like to go 30 in a 25. But the way things are in Marinette, I swear to God, I think the mentality is people see the speed limit as, like, let's say 35, and they'll go, I could probably get away with doing 25 or 20. And not get a ticket for going too slow. But slow walkers, that's number 7. Number 6, you can't remember a password. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
I keep a sheet on my desktop. I've got like 40 passwords. I don't like to use the same password for anything. And it's a problem. And my Mac password is always something different. I always just capitalize a different letter. And it's like a 10-letter word, so I have to go all through all the inclinations. And then they lock you out. If you don't get it, like, after 3. What's your password, Conrad? I thought I could get you there.
You know, Pete Schwabble 123 is not a good password, all right, Pete?
K-Man 5678. Bad Parkers, number 5, who take up more than one space. Yeah, you can usually tell if they're doing it on purpose. You know, if you get that D-bag that's like right in the middle on the line, you know he's doing that because he thinks he has a really cool car. That's a problem. You know what? Park at the end of the parking lot and walk your fat butt into the store if you don't want anyone touching your car. Don't take up 2 spaces. There's ways to do this where you don't have to be a burden to society, right? Number 4, people who don't use turn signals.
That gets me every time.
Yeah.
It makes me so angry.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying. Like when they, I don't know what they mean. Like if they mean an actual turn though, or coming into your lane or what. That's either way.
Either way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a safety thing. Number 3, being stuck on hold. That's a bad one.
Yeah.
And I love when they say, your call is important to us. No, it's not. You'd have hired more people. You're a billion-dollar company. You can hire another $15 an hour operator. I also love when they say, we're experiencing unusually high call volumes. If I call every time and you say that, they're not unusually high. Those are your call volumes. They're just high. You're too cheap to hire people. That's a big one. Number two, potholes. Yes.
Yeah.
Or like when the manhole cover's like 3 inches below street surface.
Or when you don't see them and you just go through it. Yeah. You're like, what was that?
Yeah, it's terrible. I'm trying to read my phone. I can't be looking for potholes. Number one, when someone doesn't clean up after their dog, especially if you step in it. Well, yeah, that's pretty bad.
Is that one, though?
I don't think it's one on my list. No. Yeah, potholes are worse. Being on hold is worse. Where I live, people are pretty good about cleaning up after their dog. I can't say that really bothers me, but it would. If I had a neighbor whose dog came over and dropped a deuce on my lawn every day, that would bother me. But I don't. I have good neighbors. They clean up.
You know, that's me, myself, and Erlene, or what? You know,
Irene.
That, Irene, yes. In that movie, his neighbor just lets his dog go over there.
Oh, that's horrible. That's like, by like the fifth time, you're throwing hands. That would be really.
But he doesn't like confrontation, so he just lets it happen.
Oh, that's funny. So that's the list. That's the top 10. What is your pet peeve? What drove you crazy today or in general? You could pull something off this list or give us something original. Mine would probably be being on hold out of this list because it wastes so much time.
You know, I would say when I'm watching something and then I get an ad in one of the most like crucial parts in it.
Yes.
And I'm just like sitting there on the break, like, what's going to happen? Like,
and they know they're doing, they know. These programmers, I'm telling you, and they autocorrect things. They want you to make mistakes. They want you to, I have a theory. I'm going to do a deep dive into this, but let us know. What is your pet peeve? What of this list bothers you the most? Or throw something original at us. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And let us know what irritated you today. What's on your list? A top 10 irritation you might have encountered. Kirk Bangstad coming up at 7:35. Fun show tonight. Lots of music, folks. Glad you're with me. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you would like to answer tonight's question, call or text in at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or text through the Civic Media app. Now, once again, here is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
All right. Hey, folks. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, MinocquaBrewingCompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer and join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room on 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. That is a great location and booming. Very nice area of Madison. We'll be doing the show. We are off tomorrow night. I might have mentioned this. We're off tomorrow night doing a best of show. And Monday, I will be doing the show from Madison, Wisconsin. So, same show, different location, and so tune in. And we have a phone call, Conrad?
Yes, we do. It's L.A. Tom.
All right. Tom, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on, buddy? First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. One of the things that really, really gets me, I don't know if you guys have seen these things where now when you put in a password, now you have to do these things that they're like bicycles,
yes,
or fire hydrants or whatever. And if you don't get exactly the right one, I swear that guy is laughing his way to the bank. The guy that created that and just laughing because he's frustrating the hell out of everybody. You know what I'm talking about?
That is a great one, Tom. And I would rather be hacked than have to do all that crap. I don't like the two verification system. For banking, fine. Not for my Yahoo account or whatever. Come on. I totally agree with you. That's a great
also,
one.
Also, the other one is chewing gum on the bottom of your shoe, and you, if you step on some gum on a hot day or something like that, just, oh, jeez.
That is a great one, too. Day. I can't believe I didn't think of the puzzle one, though. That, yeah, or click on how many bicycles or crosswalks or stoplights. Really annoying.
Really annoying.
Tom, do you get off easily? Do you get set off easily for stuff like that? You seem like a pretty chill guy.
No, I'm pretty chill, actually. I mean, yeah, part of my business is actually sitting on hold for people and bringing down their bills and things like that. So I have that already, like, built into me. So okay. That part's cool. But, you know, some of these other things, like I said, those other things where just you're not being productive and you're wasting time really bug me. And I will say exactly what you said before. Stop saying you appreciate our time and that you care about
us. It's horrible. Yeah, you don't at all.
Billionaire corporation when every time is exactly the same way.
Exactly. All right. Thanks so much, Tom. Appreciate it, buddy. Have a great night.
Go back, go.
All right. That's Tom. L.A. Conrad, you call him L.A. Tom. That's like a...
No, when he calls in, he says this is L.A. Tom.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's how he will be referred to from now on. I have another one, too, and it wasn't on this list, is tipping. That's my new one, tipping. And we've talked about this.
Yeah.
You know, stop with the tips. I'm going up to the counter to get my own food. I don't need to tip you. McDonald's needs to pay you more, or Starbucks, or wherever it is. Noodles and Company, I don't know. These are very rich people. Pay your employees. So that's probably my number one, tipping. People that don't deserve to be tipped. But I agree with Tom. That puzzle one drives me crazy. So, yeah, and then, okay, so we got, let's see, who's here? I agree with, Conrad's mom. Where's your mom been, Conrad?
Well, yesterday was their anniversary, so.
All right.
I think we'll give them a break on that
one. With a little nightlight. Light up the night. Light up your anniversary. Bring let Peach Wabba be the third wheel. That's the new slogan, I think, of the show.
Bring a little small radio out to dinner with you.
Yeah, right. Paula says, I agree with being on hold, but when I finally get to talk to somebody, they are from another country and I can't understand a word they are saying. That's a thing too. And it's not even like the people I get upset with. It's just like, I know they're paying them pennies to save money. So I'm not even upset with the people I'm talking to. I'm upset with the company for making this a more difficult process than it has to be for everyone involved. That's a good one, Paula. All right. So keep those texts coming. Love hearing from you guys. Love when you're part of the show. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I saw this. I found this interesting. I think it was just a Facebook post. Little known fact. This is from, pardon me, Travel Scotland Goals Group. That's a Facebook post or group. Little known fact that Scotsman Wayne Bruce, descendant of Robert the Bruce, was the inspiration for the Batman comics. Wayne, who would wear a disguise and used his inheritance to take on criminals in the 1880s, is also why Glasgow was used to depict Gotham in the Batman films as an homage to the true origin story. Do you know that, Conrad?
I did not.
And the picture of this guy, he looks like he's 104 years old. I mean, I guess you can fight crime just by getting in the way. And there were no guns back. Like, now, it's a fictional character. I'm just saying, like, if you were going to go out and fight crime, you'd need to be strapped or do something. Hey, today is National Lingerie Day, too. I don't know if you guys knew that. Lingerie has a day. National Telephone Day. It's also a National Hug a Plumber Day. Who do you think thought that one up?
A plumber.
Plumber?
Yeah. Who just needed a hug that day.
Probably. And if it wasn't for nefarious reasons, if the guy legitimately just needed a hug, great. Still creepy, but, you know, I don't know. Hey, do we have let's do this. Okay, so today is Hank Azaria's 60th birthday. Hank he's a phenomenal actor. He also provides several voices of The Simpsons. My favorite character that he voices is Mo the Bartender. I think he's very underrated. And I heard once during an interview, comedian Dana Gould, who wrote for The Simpsons, says he wishes he would have gotten more Mo stuff on the show because Mo is such a great character. He's the one Bart is always pranking over the phone. He's got a real dark side to him. So let's play. This is a little tribute, a little montage we put together for Hank Azaria and Mo the bartender from The Simpsons.
Morning, Mo.
Yeah, all right. Listen up, guys. The Springfield police had told me that 91% of all traffic accidents are caused by you six guys. Yeah, I know. But the bad news is we got to start having designated drivers.
It's been St. Patrick's Day for hours, and I'm still not drunk yet. Oh, it's never going to be 9 o'clock. Oh, Mo, thank God you're here. We'd like to come in and drink, please.
We kicked down the back door, but then it was a metal door.
Yeah, all right. Listen up. This is the busiest drinking day of the year. Where are the designated drivers? Beat it. I got no room for cheapskates. Ah, they think they're so high and mighty. It's because they never got caught driving without pants. Don't worry about nothing, Homer. I have a feeling that Mr. Burns is going to have a little accident that might keep him from bowling with us tonight.
Smithers, I'm afraid I won't be able to play tonight. My old gimpy knee is gone akimbo again.
Take that!
Smithers, that precision assault popped it back into place. Thank you, masked stranger.
Oh, he's gonna ruin everything.
Okay, we've got the secret vigilante handshake. Now we need code names. I'll be Q-Ball, Skinner can be 8-Ball, Barney will be 12-Ball, and Mo, you can be Q-Ball.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. All right, that's our tribute to Hank Azaria and Mo the bartender. Kirk Bankstad, the owner of the Minocqua Brewery Company, coming up next. He might even sing. This is Peach Waba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Peach Waba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
So, we're talking about things that annoy the bejesus out of us. Thanks to a list that was provided to us by Todd Michaels. That's tonight's question. What is a day-to-day thing that annoys the living daylights out of you? Tom says it's when you have to do the verification when you're signing in, how many crosswalks do you, or mark every square that has a crosswalk, put this puzzle piece in, two-step verification, that kind of stuff. Steve from Florida checks in. I thought the retirees in Wisconsin drove slow, but I have to say the Florida retirees might have the world record. Pardon me. I'm driving 10 miles an hour slower than the speed limit drives me crazy, seeing they could potentially cause a bad accident. That is true. We get that here in Wisconsin, too. And here's what drives me crazy about that. I don't like when a guy or a girl camps out in the left lane, but I'm not going to tailgate. I'm not going to take a bad situation and make it worse by potentially creating an accident. So it's the road rage people that think they own the road, get out of my way, that drive me nuts. Maybe more so than the people going slow and are just kind of clueless, as people get from time to time. L.A. Tom checks in again and says, will you be putting the Simpson clips on show notes? Yes. Boy, you got some nice notes about the Mo montage. Yes, we will, Tom. All right, so let's keep this thing moving here. It's a Thursday night edition of Nightlight. And Nightlight has a new sponsor, which I'm very excited about, the Minocqua Brewing Company. And Kirk Bankstad owns the Minocqua Brewing Company. He's got a new tap room in Madison that he just opened up. And he is very talented guy all around, and he's a heck of a good guest, as I witnessed about 3 weeks ago when I had him on the show in Madison. He joins us now on Nightlight. Kirk, how are you?
How you doing, Pete? Good to see you, man. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Great. I can hear you and see you. Don't you love that we can watch the radio now? That's what things have happened. It's great. It's good to see you.
See you too.
Yeah, it's great to introduce you to listeners too. As a sponsor, I think it's great, and I know that people love the Minocqua Brewing Company. And you have a new room in Madison, which is very exciting. You had who played there last night? You had
We had poetry last night.
Oh, that's right. Richard Vargas,
who's a great regional poet, but lives in Madison, and he's hosting the he hosted the first poetry night, and we're getting the Madison Poet Laureate coming a month later, and that's why, Pete, that's why I'm so happy to be on your show, because it's kind of my little goal to have like the brewery version of like the Closé d'Alila, where Ernest Hemingway kind of met Picasso in Paris, or the Green Dragon Inn, where the revolutionaries kind of they threw tea in the Boston Harbor. So they met. They met at a bar. They drank. They talked about intellectual stuff. They sang. You know, this is what you do every night. You talk about this stuff. So I think it's a match made in heaven. I often talk about politics, but I don't want to do that all the time. I want to actually think about beauty, think about art, think about literature, poetry, and so that's why I'm happy to kind of help you get your word out there on your show.
Well, it's great to have you, and I very well said. And it's funny, like you mentioned politics too. Even like everyone in my family pretty much feels the same. We still argue at the dinner table. Like politics is just, it just brings that out of people, whether you have completely different views or whether you have a nuanced argument and you can't agree. There's certainly a time and a place for it. And I know you're very passionate about it, but it's so cool that you're passionate about these other things too. And I love the idea of people meeting in bars and talking about this stuff and not just sitting there with a shot and a beer in front of them trying to drown their sorrows. Like it's great. It's a great place for people to interact. How does poetry work at your new, at the tap room? Do they have a half hour to read? Do they read one poem, take a break? What's that format like?
Oh, it was so cool. So I kind of thought it was, I wasn't sure what to make of it. I never even been to a poetry reading before. And I was like, this could be a big dud. There could be like two people that show up, but there were probably 30 folks that showed up. And the format was, there's Richard, he's published a bunch of books of poetry. He's a well-known poet in Wisconsin, but he's the host, but he also was the guest. And so every month he's going to invite a pretty renowned, statewide poet to read two 10-minute segments of their own poetry, his or her own poetry. And then he's going to allow other people who walk through the door to sign up and read up to five minutes of their own poetry. And then there's a break in between where everybody can refill on beer, because, you got to have beer to fuel this whole thing. And it was great, because by the time the second round started, all these poets who were like reading very serious poetry in the beginning started getting a little bit loopy, and they started being a little bit more raunchy, and their poetry was hilarious. It went from like doom and gloom, like heart-wrenching poetry, to some of the funniest poetry I've ever heard. So I loved it. It was quite a process for sure.
So let's stick with that, Kirk. You've got poetry. I know you want to bring scientists in. You're bringing in like these esteemed professors. Is that you kind of interviewing them at the bar? Is that just them being given a format to talk about or sort of give a lecture? How does that work?
So I'm ultimately going to try to delegate this to a couple awesome guys that also run radio shows, but it's all going to be moderated. But I'm going to be doing the first couple by myself. Just for example, Professor Joel Rogers, who's sociology, law professor, political science in UW-Madison, he's just going to talk about where he thinks the world of politics is going for about 20 minutes. And then I'm going to have some questions for him because I care about that stuff. And then for the last, it's going to be an hour long. And then for the last like 20 minutes, it's just going to be a conversation with the audience. And just kind of like a talk show, like you have, Pete. And then we'll do the same thing. We have science on tap. There's a guy who's an expert at how to burn forests the right way, he's in the DNR, the Wisconsin DNR, Department of Natural Resources, and so he's going to talk about why it's important to burn forests and how you can do it without hurting them. It's like these are really, and so every week We have architect Ken Saiki is a landscape architect who actually helped. If you walk down State Street where your office is, or where you're broadcasting now, a lot of the trees and the grass and the curbing is Ken. He designed that. And so he's going to talk about landscape architecture on another week. So to me, it's like going to a liberal arts college, but drinking beer at the same time. You know, it's like every week you get to experience something cool. You get to talk and interact with experts in their fields. And that's the thing that's so important to me too. It's like, and I don't want to get too political, but there's been such a, in the last couple years, degradation of people who have spent years perfecting their art form or perfecting their craft or perfecting their science or becoming an expert. And that's, you know, we used to, we still need to depend on those guys. But there's been a kind of a weird pendulum that swung that, you know, the school of YouTube is apparently good enough for a lot of people, you know, and I love to have the school of actual experts coming and having a discussion and being able to enjoy a pint or even a glass of wine, hopefully in a couple months when we get that permit.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So that sounds so fun, and I'm excited. I'll be there on the 7th at the Tap Room. We'll be doing the show that night from there. That'll be really fun. So if people are listening right now and interested, that would be a great time to reach out. We can mingle a little bit and do it in a really fun atmosphere. So I'm really looking forward to that, Kirk. So I just found out recently, a couple days ago, that you were like this classically trained singer. Did you go away to study that somewhere, or is this just you have this natural ability or what?
No, I mean, it's funny. I mean, it's like an old segment of my life that I don't really do a whole lot, but this new stage has allowed me once a month. I've kind of done, you know, obviously it's a bit I built a stage particularly so that I could sing again, but that's all I did. My mother was a professor of voice. She taught voice at UWSP, and my father was a choir director at University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, I couldn't not sing. It was just it, the genes in my family. So,
right.
Ultimately, and my mom, honestly, she said, Kirk, you can't go into music. Nobody makes any money in this profession. You know, we're professors and we're barely able to hang on, you know, even at the top of our academic career. So she had dissuaded me from doing it, but I had it in my blood. So I gave it a go, and I went to Northwestern in grad school to get my voice major degree. And then I performed in New York for a while, and I tried to make it big. Never did, but it was still the road was a wonderful road.
That's so cool. And you're making it big in other ways. You know, it's what I love about, and people ask me this all the time, like, especially when they have kids interested in the arts, it's like, well, I want them to have a fallback. I'm like, well, then you're setting them up to fail. Someone can always go back to school, but if you have a passion, go for it. And the school my kids went to in LA, it was packed with people that were casting directors and caterers and truck drivers and electricians on movie sets. And a lot of them went out there to be actors, and they found tangential, you know, vocations and did really well. So I think if you do that, and I applaud you for doing that, and you found your path to where you are now, and that's so cool, but you got to try, right?
Yeah. Pete, so you know, and I know, you know, I hire musicians, I hire artists, because what it takes, what you have to get up and do day in and day out without making any money, generally having a second job, you know, having to sit in line and having, you know, trying to basically will yourself into some sort of a role, that takes a lot of guts and a lot of courage and a lot of balancing. I mean, some you don't have to have a Harvard degree to have courage and to have a fight in you. And that's so many artists that I know. So yeah, you're right. You know, if you go for it and fail, God bless you. God bless you for failing, because there's so many people in life that never go for anything.
Right.
If you've gone for something and failed, I want to hire you. You know, I want to hire you because I know that you can bounce back and you'll keep on fighting.
And it's still, and like you said, it's about the road is life, man. It's the road. It's not the destination. It's the journey. So if you find something else along the way, good for you. So my guest is Kirk Bangstad. He is the owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company, and he just opened a new tap room in Madison on East Washington. I encourage you to check it out. He's also, we've just found out, a classically trained singer, which leads me to my next request is I have to have you, if you don't mind. Conrad, how are we doing? Okay. Can you give us a minute of Danny Boy?
Yeah, I told you, I sent you a clip, but what the heck? I got a microphone that I use, so it's probably good. So I'll give you a little Danny Boy.
We could do that, or if you're more, we're happy to play the clip. It's up to you.
No, that's cool, man. We'll do it.
All right.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. Tis you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. 'Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny Boy, oh, Danny Boy, I love you so.
That is Kirk Bangstad with the pipes. Man, I just felt like I felt like I just crawled into the book Trinity. We're coming right back, and we're going to introduce one of the performers at Kirk's new taproom. That was beautiful, man. Thank you, buddy. Coming up next on Nightlight, Bentley Brem will join us. I'm Pete Schwab, but this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you with us.
And this emptiness fills my heart.
I wanna drive them on. When you're feeling blue, I'm thinking just of you.
Someone so, on the heels of that beautiful performance of Danny Boy, the text line's lighting up. Tom from LA says, "Incredible job, Kirk." And Jameson from Pennsylvania, coast to coast, Kirk, from the 814 says, "That was fantastic, beautiful voice." So thank you for gracing our airwaves with your pipes, buddy.
That's awesome. I mean, it shows that people love you, Pete. They're tuning in from all over the place, not just from Green Bay. Way to go, bro.
No, yeah, it's nice to have people from all around. I mean, I've kind of lived all around, and hopefully a few people have come that way, and Civic Media is out there, so it is nice to have people from all over. But you've got someone that you're about to introduce me to who's one of the musicians that is performing, I believe, tomorrow night, correct, at the Tap Room in Madison, Bentley Brem, and he joins us now. Over the stream. Hey, Bentley. Can you hear us? Are you muted, Bentley? He might be muted.
Hey, how are you doing
today? Hey, there you go. I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's better now. Yeah, we've got you now. Nice to meet you.
Oh, man. Hey. Okay, yeah, okay. Technology, you know. And I'm getting the skip.
Yeah, I think we're having a little issue. Conrad, can we try to get him back or just bring him on over the phone? It's better to
Oh yeah, there I am. Okay.
We got you now? Okay.
All right. Yep, you got me.
All right, fantastic. Are you tell us about your show tomorrow night at the Tap Room. I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
I am. It's been a while since I've played downstate. I'm up here in Ashland, Wisconsin, of course, and got a little drive ahead of me tomorrow to get down there. But I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's a hike. Well, good for you. Tell us about Bentley. When I did stand up years ago in the 90s, sometimes you'd do a string of one-nighters, and I ended up doing a room in Duluth and Superior. But they tacked on a night in Ashland, and I think it's the Chequamegon Hotel. Is that still there?
Schwamigan. Yeah, the Schwamigan.
Let's try it again. I think we're having some technical. Bentley, sit tight. We're gonna try to. Maybe we'll try to get you on the phone. Okay, there. we're having some technical issues. Let's see if we can call him. Maybe Conrad. You know what? Let's do this. Kirk, you gave us a great song of Bentley's. Why don't we play that while we're trying to get him, and then we'll bring him into the discussion. Conrad, why don't we fire up that song? This is Bentley Brehm, and we'll work on getting Bentley back on the show.
Hello, do you remember me? I know it's hard to see, but we used to be lovers, we used to be friends before the end. And I guess I'll never see you on this other side, but pride and time should've make a bitter wine. What was said was said, except everything that was in my head. When you walked away, when you walked away. You remember that apartment we had up the stairs? We'd sleep it off on Sundays like we didn't care. It was hand-to-hand love and blood and sweat and tangled sheets. And a good conscience was left standing out on the streets. What was said was said, except everything that was in my head. When you walked away, when you walked away, I pulled up those monsters from deep inside for you to kill and roast on your open fire. But you never did quite get your fill, and the knife in your hand belayed your sweet, sweet smile. What was said, except everything that was in my head. When you walked away, when you walked away,
that was great. That was When You Walked Away by Bentley Brehm, who I think we have back now, right?
Oh, I'm on the phone.
All right. Great to have you back, buddy. Nice song. Very. Tell us about that song.
Thank you.
What is it about? Where does the inspiration come from for that?
That was, I don't know, it was probably after maybe my first or second divorce. I can't remember. So.
they all blend together, huh?
Yeah.
So you have a show tomorrow night. You said you have a bit of a drive on you. Are you a lifelong Superior resident, Bentley?
In Ashland? No, I actually ended up at Northland College a bunch of years ago. Came up from Northern Ohio. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Born and raised in Ohio. Born it's kind of west of Toledo. And then my dad transferred to the Cleveland area when I was young, and pretty much grew up in the Cleveland area. Then grew up, you know, singing in the church choir, singing in the school choirs, made the youth choirs, barbershop quartets,
nice
chamber choirs, that sort of thing. You know, all the honors choirs and stuff. And then went to college and was in the college choirs and got in some vocal groups there. And then kind of fell in love with like bluegrass music and started teaching myself how to play guitar and stuff, you know.
That's like fantastic.
Yeah.
hope you can stick around for a couple minutes. We'll have a few more minutes with musician Bentley Brehm. He's performing tomorrow night at the Tap Room in Madison, the Minocqua Brewing Company Tap Room. Right, Kirk?
You got it. Yep.
And Kirk Bankstead is here, too. And we will discuss the show tomorrow night, and we'll find out who Bentley's influences are. I have a couple theories of who I heard a little bit of in that song. It was a great song. This more coming up on Nightlight. It's a music night here. I'm Pete Schwab, but this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Tonight, make that high.